The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame stated clearly what Public Enemy meant to music. Whether we're talking about hip-hop or politics, Public Enemy was revolutionary. Their blend of politics, philosophy, and rap changed the game for the better. Carlton Douglas Ridenour, better known as Chuck D, is the man responsible for that game-changing music with his powerful, resonant voice, one of the most distinct and impressive in hip-hop. On Thursday, February 7th, Chuck D will visit Cincinnati to speak about music, process, race, politics, and power as part of the Words and Music Lecture series at the Mercantile Library. Good evening. I'm Elaine Deal for Around Cincinnati. My guest is John O'Faherty, Executive Director of the Mercantile Library. John, thanks for visiting.
I'm excited to be here. Thank you.
So 10 years ago, the saying was, Chuck D, the D is for dangerous. He's a pretty edgy choice to bring to the Mercantile Library. What do you expect to happen on February 7th?
I suspect he will be as dangerous as ever. I certainly hope so. I've been listening to him a long time, and he's been challenging me and making great music forever. So we're not putting any carburetors on anybody. I hope he comes as Chuck D, and I suspect he will.
He's got a fairly new book out about the art of rap from its beginnings in the early 70s to the present. The book is called This Day in Rap and Hip-Hop History. It's a great book, by the way.
It really is. Fun to read.
Yeah, and easy to read, and easy to find information. In the foreword by the artist Shepard Fairey, who wrote that in the beginning he felt, as a white kid, that he wasn't welcome in the world of rap. And he was actually kind of a punk rocker until the 80s, until Public Enemy burst on the scene. And they were called sort of the new punk rock.
They're certainly first cousins. I mean, the biggest distinction between traditional punk and traditional hip-hop would only be the color of the skin of the musicians. But the message is the same. The message is, hey, let's take a look at this stuff. Are we sure this is right? Are we comfortable with this? Are we doing the right thing? It's very similar, in my opinion. So is rock and roll. I mean, rock and roll is a little bit different. You know, it involves maybe a little bit more having a good time, but it's music.
Shake it up, baby. Yeah. And his introduction to the book, Chuck D talks about how legislation and the internet impacted not just rap, but all of music. And he felt the need to really chronicle the history of the art form. He's also a broadcaster, isn't he?
He is. He's a broadcaster. He does radio. He does television. He writes books and he makes music. So he is truly a Renaissance man.
This book surprised me. I don't know a ton about rap. I'll be the first to admit it. And it's so user-friendly. It's beautiful to look at.
Yeah. The illustrations are remarkable.
Oh, my goodness. It's a coffee table book for sure. And so much information in it. Will there be books available for signing at the Mercantile?
There will be books for signing or for purchase. We try to do that whenever we have a visiting author.
Well, let's do a couple FAQs. Where is the Mercantile Library, John?
The Mercantile Library is at 414 Walnut Street. It has been at that address since 1840 on the 11th floor.
And this is the Words and Music Lecture Series. It's happening, well, the Chuck D installment of it is happening on February 7th?
Yes. This is our third Words and Music Lecture. We have something we call Signature Series, which we do every year. And we, you know, we spend some money and we bring in people and we always get very excited about it. And Chuck D will be our third in this series that I hope lasts forever, because we recognize the power of lyrics and words and music. Steve Earle was last year an incredibly powerful lyricist, and Chuck D is the same thing, maybe more so. Chuck D is fearless. He is dangerous, but I think he's dangerous because of his fearlessness.
And his brilliance.
Yep. Since the 80s, he was making incredible music, challenging us on race and politics and philosophy. We're so excited for him to come to the library.
Do you have to be a member of the Mercantile Library to attend?
You don't have to be a member to attend. You kind of just have to be lucky. In truth, this is an important distinction. We sold out. We are leaving the library because we ran out of room in a day. People are so excited about him. So we are moving to the Freedom Center, which has a much larger capacity, and it's a great location. We did a lecture there last year with Colson Whitehead because the demand exceeded our space. We could do about 250 people relatively comfortably at the library, but we're at about 400 now.
Wow.
So we're nearing the capacity of the Freedom Center, and we're thinking of maybe simulcasting it in another location in the Freedom Center. Mr. Chuck D has proved to be extraordinarily popular.
I'm talking with John O'Faherty, the executive director of the Mercantile Library, about their presentation of Chuck D on February 7th. So it is now at the Freedom Center.
Yes.
And what time?
Reception at 6, performance, which is a lecture, at 6:30. I want to be clear, he's not singing. He's talking. Mm-hmm. He is a remarkable speaker. And if you think he's fearless in his music, you should see what it's like to put him in front of a microphone for an hour. And I'll be interviewing him. I don't get nervous much. I'm nervous about this. That's why I've been reading that book so closely. I'm trying to read everything there is. I'm listening to a lot of music.
Well, someone like him, his brain is working so quickly and the words are just flying out and every one of them makes sense and is smarter than anything we'll ever think of to say and said in a better way. How did you get him?
You know, we are very intentionally trying to be more diverse at the library in terms of who becomes members and in terms of who comes and speaks to the library and its members. So we really loved our first two choices for words and music. They also were two white men. So we really set out this year to bring in the first of a series of women. We've been very women-centric for the last 18 months and are going to continue in 2019. But Amy Hunter, who was really in charge of a lot of our programming, said, I think we can get Chuck D. Like right away, everyone said, yes, let's make this work. And he goes on tour and speaks. So we're thrilled.
Yeah. Is Public Enemy still performing?
Yep. They are still performing, still making music. I think less so. You know, they're not puppies anymore.
Yeah.
I think he's 57, 58 years old. I think his interests have broadened. So he's not just making music.
I saw right after his visit was announced, somebody on Facebook posted about his visit here and then remarked that this person had for years put off becoming a member of the Mercantile Library, but your booking of Chuck D made him right that day join the library. You think you'll see some new faces?
I do. Membership is growing right now. Membership's higher than it's ever been in our entire history. People are finding us. We're trying to be more intentional, making sure that everyone feels welcome. I was hired about 3.5 years ago, and kind of my job was to help tell the story of the library and make sure more people know about it and more people feel comfortable and more people find it relevant. So that's what we've been trying to do. It's been such a great place for such a long time. We just needed to kind of knock on some doors and say, hey, we're here and we're doing great work.
Oh, you do a lot of events at Mercantile Library. What else have you got up your sleeve, John?
We are just kind of announcing our 2019 series. We had a remarkable 2018. We brought in so many good voices. We had Jennifer Egan was there and Margaret Atwood was there and Colson Whitehead and Minjin Lee. And we are still putting together, although it's January, we're still putting together our complete lineup. We don't know yet who our Niehoff lecture will be, which is traditionally in the fall. We have some very big names that we're getting really close to signing. I always tell people, and this sounds awful, I always tell people to go to mercantilelibrary.com and things will be announced as they develop.
And if somebody still wants to get a ticket to see Chuck D on February 7th, which I believe is Bob Marley's birthday too.
Oh, look at that.
Kind of fun.
Yeah.
At the Freedom Center, how would they go about updating?
They can call the library, and the easiest way is always to go to mercantilelibrary.com, where you can find all kinds of information and buy tickets.
The new book is This Day in Rap and Hip Hop History. Ice-T calls it required reading, and Kendrick Lamar says, this is the book that inspired me long before I found my place. The power of self-expression, taught by the teacher himself, Chuck D, bringing his classroom to the Freedom Center in Cincinnati, brought to you by the Mercantile Library as part of the Words and Music Lecture, February 7th. What time again, John?
6 o'clock reception, 6:30 event.
For a link to Chuck D's music, to the book, more information about the Words and Music Lecture Series at the Mercantile Library, visit our website, wvxu.org. John Faraday, thank you so much for visiting and have some fun with Dangerous Chuck.
Thank you very much for having me.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Elaine Deal.
MPG, new power, Chuck. Generation, free nation, check it.
Undisputed!
Come on, come on, to the down low ball, There's no curfew to hurt you, no substitutions. School's now in session, put down the Smith & Wessons. Real renegades don't invite grenades to make the grade. This is a brain raid. Who rise above the lies, raise above the days, new ways disguising the trades. Got your back against that status, they be throwing the baddest. Back against the wall again, high trees catching a lot of wind. Oh, last band standing, got an act for overstanding, the corner planning. Look up in the sky. No cable wire, whoa, God bless the child.
God bless.